Alleluia, alleluia. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Alleluia. Alleluia. Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Christmas is a wonderful time to be a vicar. This time of year has a particular joy for many people, but I've been brought so much joy just in this week alone. And that joy continues this morning. It's joyful to see young people amongst us who've left the, no doubt, their goodies left in pillowcases or stockings to come and be with us this morning. Carols, Christmas carols, bring communities together, even if not everyone grasps fully what they're actually singing. This morning is so quiet in comparison to the run-up to this day. When we look back at Sunday's lessons and carols, those of you who were here, the place was packed and we had children from Manor Park School singing with us. The Christingle yesterday. The midnight service has its own appeal. A sense of being in the night with the shepherds, welcoming Mary's child to be born again in us, to walk alongside us, to be in our streets with us once again. And now we come to Christmas Day. So calm, so quiet, and relatively few of us here. No longer is the subtle lighting and the candlelight illuminating the church windows for the world to see, rather the daylight of Christmas Day streams through our windows. The sunlight suffused by the cloud. The sun is still there, shining on this quiet Christmas day. We just can't see it. Mary has given birth and now treasures and ponders, as we also should. Anticipation has been fulfilled, and no one is childless, for the gift of Jesus is good news. As the angel said, joy for all the people. I've been blessed to father four children, but the arrival of the first was the biggest shock to my life. Yes, we'd prepared as much as we could. I'd been to antenatal classes. The relatives came and went at the hospital. It was all very exciting, especially as this was the first birth in our wider family. And then we came home, and life really did change as we came to tend the baby laid in our own manger. And I'm sure many of you can identify with that yourselves. Treasuring and pondering each and every moment. And then as young people, having the energy to look after this newborn gift, to enable this baby to be born, to grow day by day. Christmas doesn't end with the birth. It's the beginning. After Haddo, wonder if it will be in the next few days to visit and hand the baby back, so to speak, as a grandparent. But Christmas is the beginning of a journey. And a baby's needs are simple, aren't they? In the beginning, there are simple needs. Feed me, keep me warm, clean me up, ease the pain of the wind in me. And bringing all this together is love. Love me. Babies are so utterly dependent on their parents and bring change into people's lives. And yet, don't do much actually, do they? But they bring joy. They're simply there needing love, care, attention. And communication begins not by speaking, but by signs of contentment or tears from the baby. And the parent has skills of silent or spoken communication, depending on the time of day or night. We minimized our interactions with the babies in the night to try and differentiate when was playtime and when wasn't. Both parent and baby are learning to live with each other, to understand one another. The baby simply offers us innocent, helpless, utterly dependent love, and will test us from time to time as we feel our way into this new relationship. So too for Jesus. Jesus offers himself, but will not force himself in any way. But he longs for your love. He longs for your attention to help him in the world now, to be his hands and feet. The question one might ask of a newborn baby applies to the Christ child too. How can we welcome him? How much love can we give him? How much can we do for him? How much has Jesus changed you? Will he grow up and change as we also are changed by him as we get older, sharing our life together? As babies grow up, they will ask things of you. What is this baby asking of you? If a youngster is part of your life, we want to talk about them, to share the joys. What's so amazing about the child in the manger that you just can't keep quiet about? And so I leave you with lots of things to think about. There's no time limit for an answer, just God's time, which is endless. But treasure and ponder today the gift of Christ, and tend to your baby in the manger, because Christmas doesn't end with the birth, it is the beginning. Amen.